I would call this special meeting of the Board of Directors to order. I would ask for an approval of the agenda. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
First item of business for this special called session is to honor the distinguished service of our general manager. However, before we get to that, we have three items of business to address. First, I have the pleasure of welcoming back Jack Evans to the Metro Board of Directors as the new principal director representing the District of Columbia. He is filling the seat vacated by Mayor Bowser. This is not Jack's first rodeo. Jack was on the Metro Board from 91 to, yeah, and was chairman twice and loved every minute of it, he told me. he is currently the chair of the District Council's Committee on Finance and Revenue. He also serves on the Committee of the Judiciary and Committee on Transportation and Environment. And he has been chair of the Finance Committee for 12 years. And Jack and I were just talking, we met when we were both young, which tells you how long we've known each other. And I've enjoyed working with Jack, and I want to say welcome back to Metro. And I think you'll add a tremendous amount to the board's capacity. So we need to walk out. Please repeat after me.
I,
Jack Evans, do hereby solemnly swear, that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, and the Charter and laws of the District of Columbia, for which I was appointed as Director of the Board of the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, and will faithfully discharge the duties of the office upon which I am about to like to make a brief comment about being back.
Yeah. First of all, I want to thank everyone. And I'm very pleased to join you.
I want to begin by thanking Richard Sarles for all of his service. This is a funny story in a way. When I first came on the board of Metro in 1991, it was at a situation where I came on the board and became chairman on my first day. And David Gunn, who I did not know, walked up and told me that he was resigning. I I said, David, is it something I did? I mean, I just got here. He actually stayed on for another year after that. But here I am on my first day again, and Richard Sauls is resigning. But Richard and I had an opportunity over the last couple of years to work, since he's been here, to work together. And I am greatly going to miss your presence here. We had a great relationship on the things we did together. And thank you very, very much for your service. Just a comment on Metro. I'm a big fan of Metro. Back in the 90s when we were here, we did the fast track, got the system built, and it is without a doubt, in my view, one of the finest transit systems in the world. And so I'm very appreciative of coming back. I know many of the directors here, many of the board members. I think it's a great group, and Metro has a great staff, and we have a great story to tell. And I'm very excited to be a participant again, and making our transit system continue to be a world-class system. Just on a personal commentary, I believe in expanding Metro. Back in the 90s, we did. I believe that, like Paris, there's never a time when we shouldn't be building, expanding. Public transportation works best when it's convenient and inexpensive. And so my goal is to make this convenient and inexpensive for everyone in the metropolitan region. And that's what I will be working towards. And finally, we've had a lot of discussion about finances today. Back in the 90s, we tried and never achieved the goal of having a dedicated funding source for Metro. And I think we will always struggle until we get a dedicated funding source for our whole system here. And one of the goals I have coming back is to make that a reality, that Maryland, D.C., and Virginia and the federal government have to realize that we are running one of the finest transit systems in the world. And if we want to continue to do that, we have to find a source that will pay for this, a stable, ongoing source, so we are not always struggling. And so I hope that can be a goal of all of ours as we go forward. So again, thank you all, and I'm very pleased to be back.
Thank you, and I'm glad you agreed to be a member. Our second order of business today is that the board needs to appoint an interim general manager. The board worked through the holidays talking with stakeholders and recruiting candidates for I've been talking too much today. Can I get somebody a glass of water? Thanks, John. We're focused on leaders who can continue to build on our progress and partner with the board and executive leadership team to, well, I'm actually running out of voice. thank you.
Artist has you.
To manage the system safely, reliably, and efficiently while advancing our strategic goals. We've advertised the position nationally and working with an executive search firm to identify seasoned transportation professionals with deep experience in leading customer and results-driven organizations with accountability to multiple stakeholders. The national search is well underway, and we expect to make a final selection early this new year. Meanwhile, we've asked Assistant General Manager of Bus Services, Jack Requa, to serve as Acting GM CEO when Mr. Sauls retires on the 16th of January. We're confident that Mr. Requa will effectively partner with the board to advance new safety programs, including fatigue management progress towards the funding of the operating and capital programs in fiscal 16, work towards the regional capital funding agreement, complete the testing of the new 7000 series rail cars and place them in revenue service, and advance our customer care initiative. We appreciate his service to ensuring a seamless transition at this important time for the authority. Therefore, I move that the board appoint Jack Requa the interim general manager effective January the 16th, 2015. Finally, before we say farewell to Rich, the board would like,
second to motion.
Motion made. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Do I have to ask for a vote?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. And congratulations, Jack, and Godspeed. Thank you. Jack, there may be some merit in me losing my voice, so. We are focused on leaders who can continue to build on our progress and partner with the board and executive leadership team to manage this system safely, reliably, and efficiently while advancing our strategic goals. We have advertised the position nationally and are working with an executive search firm. Thanks. Finally, before we say farewell to Rich, the board would like to appoint Metro's new board corporate secretary. Following a competitive search that began in the fall, and I think we had 18 individuals say that they were interested in the position, the board has unanimously agreed that acting board secretary Jennifer Green Ellison is the best candidate for this position. As board corporate secretary, Jennifer will serve as the board's representative and liaison between the board of directors, the authority, its advisory bodies, and the public, ensuring that all matters are handled effectively. She has 17 years of experience in communications, policy development, community engagement, and government relations. Most recently, she was the director of strategic communications in the office of the chief of staff here at Metro. She joined the authority in 2009 as the Virginia Government Relations Officer. Prior to Metro, Jennifer was the Community Relations Manager for the Charlotte Area Transit System. I would now like to move that the board appoint Jennifer Green Ellison to the position of Board Corporate Secretary. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Congratulations, Jennifer. Now for the real reason for us being gathered here. As you know, Rich is leaving before the next board meeting. So we didn't want to leave without a board event that appropriately recognized Rich and his contribution to this authority. rather than read verbatim the official commendation from the board, we would like to thank Rich by taking a reflective look at who he is and what he has meant to Metro and the region. When Rich got here, Metro was hunkered and bunkered. That's a technical term. There was a loss of focus and a safety culture that had eroded away. There were outstanding NTSB recommendations as well as recommendations from the Tri-State Oversight Committee and FTA. He immediately began rebuilding the safety culture from top to bottom. Former NTSB chair Debbie Hirschman said it best, "We have gone from worst to first." And that's no mean feat given where we were at. Here's why. Under Rich's leadership, Metro closed 25 of the 29 NTSB recommendations. The remaining recommendations involved long-term projects like replacement of the 1000 series car with the new 7000 fleet. The 7000 series cars mark a new start from the outdated design and technology of our current fleet of rail cars. New cars are safer and designed with customer input, providing a new level of technology and rider amenities that I think are going to be deeply appreciated by our customers. Metro is preparing for the return to automatic train operations following a comprehensive train overhaul, or comprehensive overhaul, which included a complete analysis of the system, replacement of critical track components, new training and inspection procedures, careful testing of the system and safety certification. Full implementation of automatic train operations will occur by the end of 2017. This year, Metro received the Gold Safety Award from APTA for our Roadway Worker Protection Program, the backbone of our safety training efforts. This is something Rich led with rail when he arrived in 2010, and the program is now recognized as a model for the industry. Metro became the first transit agency to launch a confidential close call program in July of 2013. The system provides employees the opportunity to confidentially report concerns and give Metro the opportunity to take preventative safety actions before an incident occurs. WMATA is implementing a fatigue risk management system that sets new standards for the industry on fatigue management, which is one of the highest profile safety issues in our industry. The program focuses on safety critical occupations within bus, rail, metro access, and MTPD. Last year, Rich received recognition from the National Safety Council as one of its CEOs who get it. And it was a reflection of the hard work and dedication to reestablishing a strong safety culture. And finally, employee injuries continue to decline for the fourth consecutive year. These accomplishments have allowed Metro to not only strengthen its safety culture, but also achieve great success in other areas of the organization. With Rich's vision, dedication, and persistence, Metro has now passed the halfway point in its $5 billion six-year capital improvement program. Remember that we dedicated the first $1 billion to improving the safety of rail infrastructure, passenger facilities, and rail vehicles, including planning for delivery of the 7,000 series cars, which are has a new crash-worthy design and will arrive later this year. When Rich arrived at Metro, escalators were literally crumbling underfoot and become an icon for the consequences of years of disinvestment in our system. As a result of the Metro Forward Escalator Replacement Program, along with modernization projects in our improved maintenance regime, escalator availability now averages 93%. Under Rich and Metro Forward, practically every Metro Rail station has been improved in one way or another, from new brighter lights installed in every underground station to platform rehabs, installing slip-resistant tile at outdoor stations. Bus customers have received new buses, more seats, increased service through the Better Bus Initiative. Rich has also overseen the successful opening of the Silver Line, the largest Metro Rail expansion in Metro's history, and the first time we've added a new color to the map since the Green Line opening in 1991. He ensured it was safe, and his oversight has contributed to the great success the line is achieving today. Finally, to make all of this a reality, Rich literally rebuilt the insides of Metro while rebuilding the outside, attracting industry professional leaders in all disciplines, reinforcing critical departments such as infrastructure, launching much-needed HR foundations such as succession planning, training and leadership programs, and expanding the organization in preparation for the Silver Line. Of course, you know Rich. You know he's not satisfied with just fixing the issues of the day at Metro. He knew he had to rebuild the foundation in order to secure the future, and he partnered with the board to develop the Momentum Strategic Plan. Most importantly, implementation of the plan will ensure that we never return to a time when the system is not maintained to today's safety and reliability standards. To keep Momentum and Metro on track, Rich has introduced performance measures, business planning, and risk analysis into Metro's annual budget and strategic planning processes. The business plan began as something created by the general manager and is evolved into an authority plan led by the strong executive leadership team. Each department develops and implements this plan, and all of their work plans are focused on actions that deliver on shared objectives. Under Rich, Metro has built its credibility within the region, and confidence continues to be restored. The best example of this was when Governors O'Malley and McAuliffe and Mayor Gray came together to commit an initial down payment of $75 million or $25 million from each jurisdiction to fund the Momentum Strategic Plan in its first year. This investment allows Metro to continue rebuilding efforts and lay the foundation for all 8-car trains with power upgrades, Union Station and Gallery Place Station expansion designs, and buses for priority corridors. I've just scratched the surface of Rich's legacy of improvements here at Metro, and I know before I move approval of the official commendation honoring Rich, other board members want to express their appreciation. Also want to personally note that when Rich got here, as far as I can tell, there wasn't any morale at the authority, and people were discouraged. Workers from every level of the organization didn't know what the future held and were unsure of their role in it. Rich's presence in every garage, every rail yard, every working function of the authority gave a visible presence to management. He engaged employees in a variety of ways, was highly effective because it was highly personal. He always put himself on the line about accountability to employees. I've always been impressed with that. And I think that led to our final successive round of labor negotiations. Rather than fighting everything all the way down the line, both sides, and then have the decision made by a arbitrator, this time we have been successful in negotiating actual contracts rather than having them given to the authority by an arbitrator. I think that's based on the trust and confidence that the authority has learned to have in itself, both with labor and management. So that's my thanks. I'd ask other board members to say their thoughts about Rich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Like Jack, when I first came on this board, the first thing that happened was the CEO resigned. Not sure what
that is,
has
right?
to do, but as we can recall, the authority was not in good shape at that time following the accident, lack of morale. And when we realized we had a vacancy, one of the questions was, what should we do? And one of our conclusions was, to stabilize the place, we should bring in an interim general manager who would take care of it, but move it ahead over the next several months while we take time to find a long-term candidate. And I said to one of my colleagues, gee, I have a friend I've worked with in lots of different ways over my career who just retired from New Jersey Transit and might be available. I doubt if he wants to do it, but he might be available. And it turned out, talking to Rich, yes, he was available, but only for 6 months. He said, 6 months, and I'm out of here. And so we proceeded with a search, and we had some very good candidates. But as we got down to the wire of making a decision, I think the inspiration came to Rich that this place is actually fixable. We really could make it work well. That's clearly what you've done. It's the best 6 months you've ever put in on your career, and I think we're all the better for it.
I just want to say that for me, it's been a personal honor to have the opportunity to work with you, starting with my time at the Board of Trade when I co-chaired the task force there, and to see the way that you've moved so aggressively to implement a lot of those recommendations that related to governance, safety, and everything else. What I think I've been most impressed about with Rich is that he is straightforward You don't beat around the bush. You get right to the bottom line, and that's very much appreciated. I think that's a great skill. Listening to Jack and to Mort talk about GMs resigning when they joined the board, I think about the Board of Trade meeting that I went to, and Rich and I were sitting together in the back while we were waiting for Governor McAuliffe to appear. And we had a great time telling stories about our grandkids and how much we wanted to spend more time with them and how they were the center of our lives. And then the next day I came to the board meeting and Rich announced, well, I think I'm going to retire so I can spend more time with my grandkids. So I'm still getting grief from my colleagues that I helped start some of this. But I just want to thank you personally, not only from the Commonwealth position, but from the region for all you've done for this system and for your friendship to me and support. And I wish you Godspeed and the best of luck. And enjoy the time with your grandparents and grandkids, I'm sorry. And don't forget us and hopefully come down and spend some time with us later on. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair. You know, this has been a remarkable 4 years. Many of us came to this board in 2011 with a mandate from the region, some of it not very welcome, to figure out how to be better at what we did. The first meeting I was at was the meeting we decided to hire Rich. That was the first time I sat with my colleagues. And it has been a remarkable 4 years. I think we've all learned so much about handling difficulty, about facing it and it's, you know, looking at it in the face and saying, you know, when our arms are joined together, we can do remarkable things. But part of that is because you are a remarkable leader and you brought other remarkable people to the leadership table here. And so it's hard to have you leave. It's hard to have you leave Arlington. I'll say that too. It was nice to have the general manager in our community. But I have a lot of confidence that what you've built here has lasting value, and that we can take the platform we're on right now and move forward. And I have to think as a leader, there's nothing better than feeling like you're leaving the place in a lot better shape than you found it, and that what's been built will last. And so thank you personally, and thank you from the region. It's been quite a ride, and we will truly miss you.
Thank you. My first day at Metro was the day of the Red Line accident. And so I was here during a lot of uncertainty with the previous general manager when you came in for the brief time that you were to be here. So I saw firsthand the transformation that that occurred with you at Metro. And I'll be brief, but I just want to thank you. You've had a pretty direct impact on my career, and I thank you. I have in many ways modeled what I learned by working for you, your emphasis on performance, leadership, conviction to do the right thing, the emphasis on safety, and I just want to thank you on behalf of the district. I want to thank you on behalf of myself personally. I cannot think of a better mentor, and that's exactly what you've been for me. So thank you very much.
Like Mary Hines, one of my first meetings was the meeting at which we decided to hire Rich as general manager. So I don't have the comparison that some of the rest of you have, but I have enough experience to know that Rich has really done a remarkable job. And rather than repeating what everybody else has said, all of which I agree with, I'd like to add a couple of things. Sometimes I hear some of our writers grumpily saying things about, well, you know, if the general manager ever rode the rails, he'd X, Y, and Z. And so I think it's important to point out that Rich rides the train every single day, and not just to and from work, but I understand almost everywhere he goes. And so this isn't a case of a general manager who sits in his office and, you know, people tell him something's happening with the train, something's happening with the train. He's sitting on the train with everyone else waiting for things to happen. And I think that has given you a level both of understanding and of credibility for talking about the ways that our riders experience the system. And the other thing I'd like to add is that I think when we first hired Rick, I was very impressed, as someone else has said it, you know, how straightforward he comes across. And, you know, he tells you, you know, he doesn't spin things. He just tells you what the situation is. And I had a little concern that I wasn't sure how this would come across if he was dealing with press. But I have to say it's come across very well. And there have been political leaders who have commented to me during my time on the board that, oh, I really like Rich Sarles. You know, he's a straightforward guy. I asked him a question, I got an answer. You know, he just told me the straight scoop. I didn't want to hear that, but he told me what was going on. And so I think there has some of the credibility that the system has now with some of the people who may have been or might be critics has been enhanced by the fact that you have been very straightforward with people. And you, because you told them things that they didn't want to hear when things were not going well, they believe you when you tell them things are getting better. So I want to thank you for doing a great deal to enhance the credibility of the system, both with our riders and with other leaders and stakeholders that we deal with around the region. Thank you.
So 4 years ago, when the county executive tried to convince me to take on a one-year appointment to the Metro Board, one of the things I was most concerned about was management. And I think for those of us who've served on boards, that's always a really important issue in deciding whether to sign up. And I was told that absolutely we had a fantastic manager at Metro. That was the one truth I was told. I was told it wouldn't take a lot of time and easy issues and so forth. So I guess I want to bid you farewell on the two issues that I think you and I've had dialogue on over my tenure. I want to commend the work that you've done in moving the human resource function from processing to a strategic role and really looking at the issues and how it will impact the long-term success of the agency. And also, I want to thank you for your effectiveness in working with the board, because there are lots of CEOs who are great CEOs, but are not always good in board work. And so you have worked with us collaboratively as partners. You have always given us the straight answer, which is really, as you've heard from all of our colleagues, how important that is. And I personally enjoyed working with you, and I'm grateful for the contribution you've made to the region that I now call home. So congratulations and thanks.
Well, I'm sort of the short-termer here. I have the shortest tenure among those who've spoken so far. Very short-term. But he's been here before, so he's a retread, like a coach in the NFL. They come back consistently. But in my 1.5 years, I've gained an appreciation of Rich Sarles, and I have learned and garnered a good deal of respect for him. But I think not my tenure, it's really been the five-year tenure as general manager of Metro that's been the most important part, because it's been that five-year stewardship which has turned Metro from a real problem child to something that we in the region and nationally can be proud of. You've got trains to run on time. You created a safety culture here at Metro. It's already been mentioned. You fixed the escalators and elevators, as been mentioned, and you've begun the rebuild of the system. It's still underway, but it's one that will make it a number one system in the nation again. I know my first dealings with you when I came to the board was on something called the Silver Spring Transit Center. And while we still don't have the Silver Spring Transit Center opened again, I think our dialogue and your help turned it from being a potential area of conflict and controversy with the county to one that set it on a path where it will open later this year. I think all riders will appreciate it and benefit from it. I would think that the other great thing that riders, especially in Montgomery County and the Red Line, will appreciate is the return of automatic train control for the Red Line a little later this month, which could both be more efficient and make the travel trip a lot more enjoyable for those on the red line. So for all of those things, thank you. For all those things, I commend you. For all those things, I wish you well. Hip hip hooray.
I'll go last, Rich. As you know, maybe you don't know, I've spent my whole life in transportation. I've met senators and congressmen and chairmen and general managers, and I've had only one mentor, and you compare, Rich, and that's Larry Doms. I don't know if you ever knew Larry, but he's also retired. I try to talk him out of that, but he's learning the piano. I don't know if that's any help for you, but no, it's been an honor to serve with you, and the way you treat the board is phenomenal. I've learned a lot in the tenure that I've been on as a District of Columbia Red. So I wish you the best in New Jersey. Hope there's no Super Sandys in your future. And, you know, if you see one coming, you can come down and visit. As Jim asked before, we certainly would love to see you again. Congratulations.
Well, I said my comments earlier, but again, good luck. And what you're doing, you made a tremendous valuable contribution to listening to other people talk. You know, I thought, God, was he here that long? And 5 years is a long time. And you certainly have taken a system that was struggling to a system that's, again, as I said in my earlier comments, one of the finest in the world. So good luck to whatever you do.
I'd like to now move to approve the resolution of commendation that summarizes the general manager's accomplishments that I shared a moment ago. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Well, you're unanimous, Rich. The board thought long and hard about what to give you as a token of our appreciation. You and I know what a plaque box looks like. You know, you have, when the movers come, you have this giant box that weighs 50 or 70 pounds, and it's full of brass plaques. And a guy says, what are these? And I usually say they're doorstops. We didn't want to do anything like that. We think we have something that will... you'll enjoy.
And if you don't, you're going to kill
the book. These are.
There's no way I'm going to do that next year. In the past 6 months, two captains of their respective industries have decided that it was time to retire from the professions in which they've dedicated their careers and they've loved so much. Of course, one of them is you, Rich. Surprise. And more than a few members of the executive leadership team couldn't help but notice the similarities between you and the other captain, the former leader of your beloved New York Yankees, Derek Jeter.
Of course, being compared to Derek Jeter is a huge compliment. Maybe there are even better adjectives than huge. But the similarities between the two of you provide a real-life lesson in leadership. Keen observers would have noticed that. You both led teams in politically charged cities where everyone had an opinion on your performance and the performance of your team. Unlike Jeter, who got a little rest after the season ended, yours went on for 365 days in an environment where you're only as good as the last commute. Observers would have also noticed that you both worked in the spotlight of one of the country's most intense media markets. But despite the glare and attention, you both calmly kept your team's focus, providing steady guidance honed from years of experience and a never let them see you sweat philosophy. When it was time to step up to the plate, you were both ready to deliver the big hit, and somehow it was always at just about the right time. Neither one of you stepped away from a challenge. In fact, you were both at your best when times were tough, and you were surrounded by those who doubted that the job could be done. But with your faith and belief in the team and your commitment to always do better, you never gave up or let the naysayers rule the day. Whether leading the New York Yankees or the Washington Metro, this trait is one that has made all the difference and is why you will be greatly missed. The achievements and milestones during your tenure here have been remarkable. But your leadership has been immeasurable and will be your legacy. Like the other captain, many people will miss you, both those of us in the room who knew and worked most closely with you, and those who may not have known you personally, but certainly benefited from your dedication. In New York, there were many farewells and salutes because so many wanted to say goodbye to number two of the Yankees. The same is true here. And so, we are taking our cue for a farewell salute that is fitting for both captains. Before my final words, if I could ask for everyone's attention to the screen to watch how they said goodbye up north.
Now batting for the Yankees, number two, Derek Jeter, number two.
I'd like to ask all my colleagues to stand and join me in a hat tip, General Manager Richard Sarles.
Hey.
Mr. Chairman? Yeah, I think.
So, as always, keep my remarks pretty brief. I just want to reflect a little bit. When I was a young guy going to college, school in New York, use the subway, trains every day. And I made a decision, this is in the 1960s, you know, there's a lot going on then, that I want to go into public service. And I want to go into transportation, not necessarily public transportation, but transportation. And I also decided that I want to do that in the public sector, quasi-governmental agencies. I had the opportunity, as I first met Mort, to work for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, which in those days was a premier agency management. Things have changed a little bit. And so I chose that and started out, and over my years there, I learned an extraordinary amount. I had a person who I worked for many of those years, as did Mort, a guy by the name of Lou Gambaccini, or Gambaccini later on. And he sort of helped me focus, in a way, just through his leadership, on this notion of, you know, being a public servant. And he talked about the Athenian Code. You know, it's a couple thousand years old, and it's about what the citizens of Athenia would pledge that, and I won't read the actual oath, but came down to, when you enter public service, you find things the way they are, and when you leave it, hopefully you've made an improvement while you're there. And that really has guided me very simply throughout my life. And I've always chosen to work in the public sector. I thought that was a way to influence good things, and transportation, from a very personal viewpoint, not from a very theoretical viewpoint, I knew meant so much to people, whether it's education, health, access to jobs, and then you get into the bigger stuff about economic development. But I knew personally what it meant. And so I devoted many years there. And that's really what I brought here, was that same feeling. And you've listed, you know, a lot of things that have been accomplished over the last few years. And I truly came here only for about 6 months. And as I mentioned at the first press conference, which I really didn't believe I'd be at a press conference, but you're coming here, but I really wanted to go to the beach. That's where I was headed. And I'm finally making it there. But what I found in those first few months is that, yes, the organization, for a lot of reasons, most of all, not really having been supported for a few years in terms of the right amount of resources, that sort of thing. But the people here, the leadership here, really wanted to do a good job, really wanted this to be the best in the nation, like it always was previously, America's subway. And it was that desire, along with the support of the board, the willingness of the board to step up, to really support making those improvements, to focus this organization on going forward in the right direction together, that convinced me I would like to stick around and help move the organization forward. There's a great team here. We just needed the right resources. We needed the focus. But this team could do the job. And the things that you enumerated, or that's been done over the last 4 or 5 years, is due entirely to this team of over 11,000 people. They want to get the job done. Their support from you, the partnership with you and the jurisdictions, with the business community, is what has enabled us to move to where we are today. And as you said earlier, I am truly confident that the leadership team here and the entire team of this organization can continue to move forward with your support and partnership. This has been the best job of my career, and for you, I thank you so much for that opportunity. And it's been a great team to work with, the people sitting here, the executive leadership team, and the folks that are out in those trains, in the buses, in the shops. They have made us what we are today, and I truly appreciate that. And I love being with Santa Claus at Silverline Opening. But and there's many other things I loved about here. But I want to leave you with one other quote that I have think about in my years in public service. And it was from a fellow who worked and lived in Washington a little over 100 years ago. And while he was talking about, say, a little bit different circumstances, I thought what he had to say truly applies to people who work in public transportation. The guy, his name was Teddy Roosevelt, and he gave a famous speech in Paris, I think a couple years after he left here, called The Man in the Arena, I think they call that later. And I just want to read to you that, which I've lived by, paid attention to. And what he said is, it is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. But because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. And only he who dares will know the triumph of achievement. And if he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. This board, folks at Washington Metro, have shown great courage to move us from where we were a few years ago. I know you will continue to show that courage as you move forward. And my legacy, if anything, is the great executive leadership team that continues on after I leave. Thank you so much for all the great comments that you made today. That he actually brought a tear to my eye. You don't see that too often. But I really appreciate everything that was said today and truly the support and the partnership over the last 5 years. Thank you.
Of this meeting. Thank you, Rich, for everything.